人之人性，是 draw out， 不用 pray， 或者叫做 any person who wants to get invested， not as a smart or as a somebody who gets it。And they say, well, I don't understand it. Well, I'll order it. The man tried to convince me, but he bring his book. He said, well, I've been reading your book. I know he's got something to do. Because, you know, in reading the book that I wrote, see, don't forget now. It's just like this reading.
That's right.
Look how many different cults and denominations got out of there. See? And then they're going to do the same thing with any book I wrote, right? You follow what I'm talking about? And they will know. You can see through it now. Now look, folks, the reason why I wrote all of this book, the reason why I want to talk to you is a few minutes, but I want to talk to you in a way you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, I have sent down an email.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, they have one synagogue down in Egypt that's hidden behind the Coptic church. And that's where they say that Mary and Joseph went. And he was a young child, and they took him down in Egypt. And in the basement of that place, there is water. You can go there to the top of the depth there down in. And you can see that water there. See, you can't control it. Then when you look around the wall, there is that place. They have scrolls that were rolled up. See? And the name Yahweh was on the scroll. And Dr. Billy Matthews and Dennis, and they tried to take pictures of it. But it was so dark, they didn't have a reflection. Reflected on their head, and the picture didn't come out so well. Now that's the only place that there was in Egypt where there was a synagogue. And that was the place, the celebrated place, where truly stood to see the birthplace. I mean, to see the place where Joseph and Mary carried him down in the east. Not to understand. I think right hand to the right hand. Now, Moses, when he got down in the east, he told Pharaoh that the name of the heavenly Father was Yahweh. That's what I told him to get. That his name was Yahweh. You know. And the name of the Son was Yahweh. Holy Spirit. You calling it now? That is what I'm trying to say. I've been down there. I told them that exactly what was going to happen to them in the world war.
That they had to do it.
I told them. It happened just like I said. Now you can't do no better than that. Then they write me a card and wish me a happy New Year's 1974. But I went on to charge and I sold 10 group things. Now the day that he wanted us to come over to the king's house, that we had been there about 4 days. And he wanted to go to the Gulf of Aqaba, which is a giant ship in the Red Sea. Yeah. There's an arm in the Red Sea. his dog out of that fight. But they couldn't win, and told him the same thing. And I told him, you give him, see, I told him he wasn't winning the war. I told Hussein up in Jordan, he wasn't going to win. Then when I got there, I had to go then to the priest. And we went to Athens Bridge. And our people went in Mars Hill. It's really about the 17th chapter of Athens.
Yeah.
See. Because we went right there, Athens, beautiful place. Then they crossed out. You had to have to go there because of the frictions between Israel and the Jordanians. Or the Arabs. They're going to a neutral country. Where it wasn't just a little sharp bank across the river Jordan, but they go all the way to Athens Bridge. Then come around out of a neutral country and come into Israel Bridge. And then we get into Israel, Tel Aviv. Then we had to go from there by Alubia to Jerusalem. And they contacted the headman in there, chief of the scribes. And we told them the same thing as we told the Egyptians and the Jordanians. And they have to get back to the door. That's precisely what they told. King Hussein pulled his dog out of the fight. Then went right back in. See? Nothing. We told nothing. Before he does. See? And just look at the name. No, sir. Will we win the war? No, sir. Now go on to Jordan. Who's sane? Who's sane or insane? Is that now? All right, now, look. I guess I'd like this to tell you about it. Now, it was 12 of them traveling. It cost money to make that trip.
Yeah.
And then this year, the same year, 1971, that same year, we was in Beverly Hills. One of the established hotels. Out among the mustard men in there. See that? That is big in there. And that cost a whole lot of money to be there. And that same year, then they go all around the world. And that cost a whole lot of money. Now then, just was the Messiah at the Last Supper, which is a fulfillment of this feast of the Passover, this is in his life. He says, one of you tell me, pray for me. Now this is what he said, sir. He had his time. You did not come to God. And he negotiated with the Sanhedrin Council for 30 pieces of silver. You remember that the beast or the bullock, if he threw over from the servant, then he had to pay, it might have to pay 30 pieces of silver. See? Now the scriptures has to be fulfilled. See? So now the bullock, they was born. See? So he told Joshua the life of 30 pieces of silver. Stole him on down the cliff. Now he said, one of you shall be praised. Now look, I told you, see, with no uncertain terms that Yahweh gave me to be and the revelation.
Right.
Now this work proves.
That's right.
Now I have to
Right.
And I have to have money. And if I don't have money, I'm a liar, that's all.
Right.
That's right.
How about that?
Right.
And they were witnesses. And when it comes to giving in the record of how much money we spent, and the coordinator, and you send out all the names, turn over the receipt. Everybody knows that they turn over the receipt for the money. They haven't got them yet. $30,000. About 3,000 just a third of you short. And he goes and demands an abortion for income tax purposes. Then they still got the receipt. Maybe about $3,000 short. And everything that went on overseas and in every hill was put on my account. Charge to me. Am I lying about that secretary?
That's right.
Put on my bill. It was paid. Am I lying about the money charge? You're supposed to be secretary. He said, secretary. She was right with us. She said, she got
it.
Now, everything that happened. Through you,
at all.
Then it happened right there. The name is down. What was the name of the coordinator?
Wilbur Drayton. Wilbur Drayton.
Don't you see it in that? Do you see the name of
it?
Do you see what's going to happen in that?
Will
be famous. Oh, no. See, that man could help that. You see it now? That he's nothing to do about it.
That's right.
He has to go away to most days,
though. That's right.
And then,
that's right.
You see what I mean? I know what I'm trying to get at. This is why I brought this up. Now this morning, I think this is the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Is this almost the 14th?
That's right.
Now Dr. Harris, the dean, he was with me over there, didn't he?
Been around.
These are Mohammedans down here.
Good. They have.
They're Mohammedans.
Right.
Now we told them that the name was Joshua. We told them that the name was Joshua. They went right on, just the same. Today, Dr. Harris is in Hilton Hotel, Conrad Hilton Hotel in Chicago, you understand, with some of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, out there, speaking to them. I said Thursday night, I didn't care about him doing that. And then I looked Rip, told him, and he made sure everybody knows. He'd have an armored guard around him. Because he ain't got no better sense than a man telling him I can hold him down that easy.
All right.
And if you think they won't give you, you are wrong right there. Now, that's bizarre. You can't say that I haven't been to Jesus. You can't say that I haven't been to George. You can't say that I haven't been to Hill. You can't say what I told you was wrong. You need to say that. You understand me? Now, I've been able to tell you what's going on all over the world. Anytime I get ready.
That's right.
I told you that Franklin Delano Roosevelt would be nominated and elected for his last and fourth term. But it would not be in the White House one year from that day. Go look at your record.
He did what they did die one year before that time.
I told you that John F. Kennedy would be nominated.
And most of you know nothing about John F. Kennedy.
So that John F. Kennedy would be nominated, elected, and assassinated.
Not to worry, Mr. President. Everybody knows he's dead.
I told you that Pope John XXIII, in 1961, I told you that Pope John XXIII would live to see June the 6th, 1963, he died June the 3rd. Now you want to argue? You do want to argue about that? Well, they said that God endorsed Pope John XXIII, he just tolerated peace. I told you about earthquakes. I told you about the June 67 war. Right at 1033 South Central Street.
That's right.
I told you day by day what's going to happen.
That's right.
And I told you to begin that, like I said, don't come back to school because there won't be no more school.
See? What's the matter with you really now? See? Well, I'll tell you what my problem is. Or rather, what yours is. See, now we stand here in the administration for 43 years. And everything I've ever told you, everything I've ever showed you in this historical and military form, is right. And then just still, some nurse come down here and sit down. I don't want my wife to go to school down there and be little, no, nothing. Turn it right around the other way. A woman say she don't want her husband to come down here.
Yeah. And I want to let you know we've had them separated and got divorced. Put the old woman down and the kids too.
They ain't going back on this food.
Right.
And there's no one, there's no man, what you lose in your soul. If your wife or your mother don't want you to come down here and learn yourself to swim, then you ought to go to hell. That's mama, papa, and everybody else.
Yeah.
down here, there's something going on in the world. But when he comes to the Lord of the Holy, he comes to fulfill.
In chapter 13, I've got all the rest of it in this book. Yeah. You can read that in the Bible. And they say he can come again. And he told us how to live a Christian life. See? You follow? Coming along here.
Now Yahweh stoned him there. In a fig. Just like he did in Moses. I put it down just like he did it. There ain't been nobody since 43 years been able to rescue us. You know, and that's what I've been telling everybody.
That's right.
When I put the finger on, I don't mean it.
All right.
Read. Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? What's best to make them y'all and idiots out here? They don't know about no doctrine.
That was inside that my doctor is not my audience.
Right.
All right, read on.
Them that are weaned from the milk.
Them that are all you get off the farm.
And got to go on. Right. Got to get the mature knowledge. They quit bringing milk.
Yeah.
All right.
And drawn from the breast.
And drawn from the breast.
For precept must be upon precept.
For precept in here, for precept must be. It just must be. Precept must be upon precept. Read on.
Precept upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Here a little.
Over to the law here.
And there a little.
And over to the testimony here.
Yeah.
Now you got to get the line, blood line straight. Got to get the water line straight. Got to get the spirit line straight. Got to get the Holy Spirit line straight. Got to get the most holy line straight. Now where are you going to go to learn some sense? They don't even tell me I'm going to live to that church.
They don't even tell me you're going to open the Holy Cap. They don't know. You understand?
Yeah. Y'all need to come down here and go ahead.
That's right.
You understand plain English, don't you?
That's right.
Now I know this is just a potato here. Say. And listen, y'all, I want you to know this.